Hey folks, you've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. And we broadcast to the city known as Vancouver, which is situated on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. My name is Jasper. I hope you're having a great afternoon. It's training time. It's a new show that we just launched where we hang out with newcomers to the radio and we introduce them to Studio A here at CITR. And folks can get a taste of what it's like to do a radio show here at CITR. And potentially it leads to them starting their own shows or joining a radio collective, something like that. So that's what you are listening to at the moment. Thank you for listening to CITR. It's always appreciated. What you're hearing right now is a record that popped into my head today. It's by an artist named Harrison Argatoff. It's called Toronto Streets Tour. And this is a record. It's 11 songs of solo saxophone compositions, and it was recorded in the field in various locations in Toronto. And I believe these are improvisations that sort of fuse jazz and classical sax. It was released in May of 2020, and I remember encountering it at the time and really enjoying the space that you hear in it, because it really does capture space in an interesting way. And I like Harrison's playing. I don't really know much of anything about Harrison. I haven't followed Harrison since. They have released another record since then called Ontario 559 West, which maybe we'll jump to after this and enjoy some of that. But it was funny, I did a show yesterday with our programming executive, Bailey, whom you may have heard. Bailey started her own show, which you can hear on Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m., I believe. I think it's going to be a really cool show. Bailey herself is a saxophonist here at UBC studying classical and contemporary sax. And so she curated a bunch of really cool saxophone music, I think it was mostly like contemporary interpretations of like classical sax. So like it was, or classical composition. So it was a lot of like saxophone interpretations of Bach and things like that. But anywho, so saxophone has been on my brain since then. And then today, Harrison popped into my head. This kind of reminds me of Philip Glass too, you know, these sort of repeating triplets. Oh, it just ended. The piece just ended. That was a song called Interlude. That's track 5 from Harrison's Toronto Streets Tour. This piece here is called White Acadia. Maybe I'll just bump it up a bit and you can listen to Harrison Argatoff. You're listening to Training Time here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. прошли давно, страсти остыли, молодость жизни, жизни прошла. Но аромата души стая кацее, мне не забытны, забытны.
You're listening to CITR, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Algonquian speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakhlia, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR. To help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
I can highly recommend Dead Succulent Haunt. You can catch it Thursday evenings at 5 p.m. here on CITR. Everly curates excellent music and is a great show, a great host. And makes a great show. Hey, my name's Jasper. You are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard two songs from Harrison Argatov's album Toronto Streets Tour. I actually did not know that Harrison or some other person sings on this record. I thought it was all saxophone, but I was wrong. And my co-host here in Studio A pointed out that perhaps it is Latin. I thought it was Italian. We are going to confirm that, and then we will get back to you on whether Harrison was singing in Latin or Italian or maybe some other language. Certainly was Latin-based. I'm feeling pretty confident, yeah, that it was a Latin-based language. But anyways, great record if you want to spend some time with some very atmospheric, improvised saxophone music, Harrison Argatov, Toronto Streets Tour. We are moving on to something completely different, some pop music for you. Jesse Northey is a Toronto-based singer-songwriter, artist, producer, etc. Used to front a band called Jesse and the Dandelions, which made very, very nice pop music, sort of Beatles-y, power pop kind of thing. Jesse has just released a new record under his own name, Jesse Northey, which has the perplexing title Onion Knight. knight spelled with a K-N-I-G-T, as in the, you know, knight, chivalrous knight fighter guy thing. On the cover, you can see Jesse is posing in front of what appears to be some kind of stained glass geometric form, wearing a very 70s vibes three-piece suit, holding a red onion in his left hand and a cardboard sword in his right hand, and he's sort of raising the onion in a very Shakespearean way, gazing off into the top left corner of the album. It's a lovely piece of music, this record, Onion Knight. It has 7 or 8 songs, so it's a brief outing. But there's really nice, it's really nicely made. The songs are great. They feel good. It's, you know, it's pop. We're going to hear a song called Hold On. This is Hold On by Jesse Northey from his latest record, Onion Knight.
Hold on, Jesse, stick with me. It's a long way home. Take good care of yourself. Don't have a soul mean bone in your body. Say it with.
That was Jesse Northey's song, Hold On. And I'm going to sign off here because Henna is coming on the radio next with This Is Not Fine. So I hope you have a lovely day. Thank you for listening to CITR. Stay safe out there, folks, and we will see you next time.